Al John and Steven here for yet another edition of Pro Wrestling Cast, brought to you by our friends there at MagicalJourneysVacations.com. Yes, you can book your Disney trip, your any cruise you want, and even your Universal vacation. Just check out my wife, Kristen. She'll be able to help you out through all the rigmarole and save you money there at MagicalJourneysVacations.com. Also, our friends at High Spots, shoot videos, ring gear, and more. Be sure to check out all the great deals at HighSpots.com. In fact, right now, you can check out Pro Wrestling Guerrilla with a very special edition featuring Lemmy. Recently, Lemmy, the singer for Motorhead, recently passed away. You can pre-order now Pro Wrestling Guerrilla and their tribute to Lemmy. And the WWE Shop, it's the beginning of 2016, and they are getting rid of a lot of great shirts and more. And to take advantage of either the 15% off, buy one, get one free, or whatever kind of deal they're running, the only way you're going to get hooked up is by checking us out there at ProWrestlingCast.com. Click on the link to save $5 off of any order of $35 or more and save that dough at ProWrestlingCast.com.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
It's Pro Wrestling Cast.
Shut up! My time has come, and that's the bottom line.
With your hosts, Al John and Steven.
I've been the best ever since day one when I walked into this company.
It's Pro Wrestling Cast, for a weekly look into the world of professional wrestling.
I'm gonna reach out right now. I want you at home to know my hand is touching your hand.
Follow us on Facebook at Pro Wrestling Cast and on Twitter at P Wrestling Cast.
I always try to do what's best for business.
Have a question or just want to comment? Leave us a voicemail at 615-9339-PWC. That's 615-9339-792.
Or how about a Y2J telling you to shut the hell up?
And now, Pro Wrestling Cast.
Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you!
Amigos and just add me, Beretta and Romero. We going click clack, all you other juniors. You better step back, forever is forever. You best remember that when Trenti and Asuka walk away with them straps.
Roppongi Vice
Roppongi
stays up real late, drinking in hotels like weirdos, and then we go eat McGriddles from Japanese McDonald's super early in the morning.
Tell you what, them girls, WWE Raw, they're looking good.
In what sense?
Good matches. You know, the Becky Lynch Charlotte thing's actually looking pretty good.
Becky Lynch is greatly improved now that they are allowing her to. I just don't like how Charlotte is Ric Flair's daughter. That's her. You know, I heard her on the podcast with Flair, her dad, and I was like, I realize why I don't care about her character. You know what she is in real life. I never realized it is she's like a preppy athlete from a rich family, and I've never really gotten along with someone like that. You know, so that's what her character is.
Well, she plays it well. As they say, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
No, she's nothing like that evil heathen. I don't know what heathen is the only way to put it.
Well, I tell you what, we have a Roppongi Vice playing in the background here of the audio version of this show, and this is Roppongi. It really is.
But the thing is, Ric Flair would go party in Roppongi and then go other places and party, whereas Roppongi Vice is very much a hometown tag team. And they've re-signed. That's the biggest news of the week.
How cool would it be?
Re-signed.
Oh, is that right? Well, let me tell you something, man. You and I would love going to Japan. I've been to Japan. I've been to Roppongi. I know what it's like. And it's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that it's fun. I mean, it's a good time hang. And you and I could actually see New Japan live over there.
Wow.
How cool would that be?
I would even settle for the depleted All Japan Live just to see anything. Japan's got like one guy. One wrestler left. Poor guy.
One wrestler left in New Japan or All
Pretty
Japan.
Much. You're not
exactly. There are a few different feds out there in Japan to get your wrestling fix. Hey, by the way, once again, thank you so much for pressing play. It is Pro Wrestling Cast here on the show. And oh gosh, what I was going to say.
Roppongi Vice.
I was going to say Roppongi Vice. Yeah, I've got a little bit of delay on my show. Hopefully it's not that bad.
Looks good on this end, bro.
Looks good. You don't hear any echo. That's good.
No, sir. It looks just as beautiful as ever.
Okay, that's good. I'm a little. It's been a few days since I've had a shave.
Because me too.
I've been in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show, the biggest trade show in the world. Absolutely crazy. Awesome TVs. Awesome electronics. And I worked my ass off. I'm so delirious right now.
Now, were you there with Ric Flair and Conrad, his new friend with money?
Yeah, sure. They were walking around. Conrad, the proclaimed by the Nature Boys being the king of Huntsville, Alabama.
You know what? I recently followed him on Twitter, and he appears to be. He has a huge business. He does make a lot of money, and
isn't he like a real estate king?
He actually, yeah, but he also does this thing about investing money that's really kind of interesting. I don't know how to get into it, but
well, all I'm saying is that Ric Flair always follows the money.
He's always friends with rich business people. He always has been since the 70s. So that's, and I think Conrad likes to hang out with him. So he's like, hey, I got money on hand right now. Let's fly down to. You know, see the national championship game tonight. Let's get some crown. Let's get these girls to come with us. You know, appears to be their relationship.
But honestly, I think they have a good time together because
it's
a dream. If I had hit the lottery, the $1.2 billion lottery, mm-hmm. and I had the opportunity to go down to Lucasfilm or to hang out with, you know, wrestlers like Ric Flair. I mean, who, what wrestler would you like to hang out with if you hit the lottery?
I mean, I don't know. I a lot of the wrestlers are kind of scary in their personal lives, you know.
Wouldn't it be cool to hang out with Chris Jericho? I'd love to hang out with Chris Jericho.
I probably could talk to Chris Jericho a pretty long time compared to most others because he likes Iron Maiden and Halloween, and I actually... Oh, yeah. have a catalog knowledge of Halloween albums like he does. And I'd probably be one of the only wrestling fans that could do that.
Probably so.
Didn't live in Japan because in Japan, Halloween's big, like, you know, New Japan. I should just live in Japan. I really should.
You should live in Japan.
It's going that direction.
It is a lot of fun, I tell you. Once again, thanks for pressing play on Pro Wrestling Cast, your weekly dose of wrestling news and commentary. I am your host, broadcaster, podcaster, pop culture analyst, Al John Go. You can follow me at P Wrestling Cast and Jenny Mouseketeer on Twitter. Joined by my friend, my illustrious co-host, the man with a glove of injustice. He's ready to pounce at any given moment. Mr. the third man of Roppongi Vice may now be the second man of Roppongi Vice. Mr. Stephen Anthony, how are you, sir?
I'm good. And as my wife noticed this week when we're watching Mid-South, she didn't realize this. You talk about the glove of injustice. You actually have to load the glove.
Yes.
I don't think I pointed that out before.
Yes.
You have to load it with a foreign metal object for it to be unjust.
That's right. I mean, you know, whether it's a roll of quarters or whether it's lead lined.
It's a lead line. It's a lead.
I figure that the lead lined, loaded glove is usually how it works. The coal miner's glove, the glove of injustice, whatever you want to call it.
Very glove based promotion.
That's what happens, man. In the South, it's all about the glove. So here we are, a very historic week.
Oh.
The past few days have been full of wrestling news and commentary. We have so many headlines, and I'm going to surprise everyone with a promo of the week. We don't know what it's going to be. You're going to have to tune in at the very end to find out what it's...
Surprise promo.
This week in wrestling news.
Going to be Steven.
Yes.
It's been insanity, and I think probably the thing that we need to talk about first is the signings of New Japan talent to the WWE, or rumors of them, because they're kind of playing coy with the audience. What have you heard about these signings?
Nakamura. Okay, I'll give you the quick news. AJ and the Bullet Club members, Gallows Anderson, are going to continue to do the indie shows they have booked. They gave notice the morning of Wrestle Kingdom 10. Would shock the fuck out of Gato, the greatest booker currently in the world. What would really surprise them was the notice given by Nakamura. Shinsuke Nakamura, who I've talked about almost every episode for a year now, considered by some the best wrestler in the world. You know, certainly the Observer voters voted him best wrestler of 2014.
Well, let's see. Who did we vote as best wrestler?
Okada.
Was it Okada?
Yes, sir.
And who's in the running? But one of the matches of the year, if I do recall, in last week's episode.
Well, we said in the top five workers that Nakamura was the best. And I think you relented because you knew there was no way I would go any other direction at that time.
Oh, no. I agree. I mean,
Who could it be besides maybe Okada or Tanahashi?
Right. Or Tanahashi, right.
Or maybe even AJ. But, I mean, the match of the year. And it would, look, there are like five matches that are that right there. But Kota Ibushi, Nakamura, we said was the match of the year. And we wisely said Okada was the wrestler of the year because Okada now has to basically – they made him officially right in the nick of time. But we'll talk about his Wrestle Kingdom 10 match, which is not getting enough press because of the Nakamura news. Now, on that subject, they did an angle, which I'll review in a bit, where Kenny Omega kicks AJ out of the Bullet Club and then basically wants to do a match with Nakamura for his title and is no longer a junior. Now, I've heard just this morning that they've stripped Nakamura the Intercontinental title, which is basically his vanity belt. For years now, because, you know, people don't understand. I mean, Nakamura is the IWGP champion like over a decade ago. So he's been as a very different character, more of almost like just King of Strong style, straight up shooter kind of guy. He did great. And he did a great shooting match with like Brock Lesnar over the belt. And even Kurt Angle, where he won the belt back because they couldn't get Lesnar back. And shitloads of people. But then the Intercontinental belt was a way for him to have a belt and defend it. So now he's been stripped of it, and they're going to have a match on, I think it's February 14th. I can't remember the name of the pay-per-view. I can't remember. Yeah, it's on Valentine's Day, where Kenny Omega will have a mystery opponent, and I assume that will be Tanahashi, who has been injured in small ways, so he was going to do tag matches. So I assume it'll be Omega Tanahashi over the belt, you know, which is a very, very fresh matchup. And Okada will feud with Naito, who's been a really great, you know, singles competitor for a few years now and had some really great main events. Everybody is talking about this incredible influx of talent into WWE. Shinsuke Nakamura, AJ Styles, the Bullet Club. Oh, they're making Balor Club shirts. You know, but really, this is more an attack on New Japan than an influx of talent. You know, they've made and trademarked the Balor Club shirt since, I think it was April of last year, okay? And I don't think they thought they'd have Bullet Club members in. I think they saw how popular the Bullet Club shirt is in New Japan. They sell a shitload of them. And quite frankly, the Bullet Club, you know, rips off a lot of WWE. They do Suck It. They do For Life. They do the Wolfpack Click symbol. I mean, it's not just the Young Bucks. It's
they're just having fun.
They're having fun, but they've stolen intellectual properties that you can't necessarily trademark, like hand gestures.
Mm-hmm.
And so they made the Balor. So to me, this is an inside war. So the Balor Club is their way of ripping off the Bullet Club. So now they've taken the greatest wrestler in the world, Nakamura, and taken, you know, 35% or 40% of the Bullet Club away, right. You know. So, you know, and everybody's like, wow, the Bullet Club's going to come in with Nakamura and they're going to push Nakamura and all that. I don't see that happening at all.
No, I think it's definitely. And then there is also rumors of WWE trying to get a version of Nakamura's theme song.
Okay. I was arguing with a friend of ours.
You know, because honestly, you know, Nakamura's theme song is kind of, I don't know, I don't, it's kind of bland, you know.
It's a Japanese heavy metal song, and that's why I didn't think it was true. That's solely what I'm basing it on, because that's not the type of entrance theme that WWE would use.
No, absolutely not. They would maybe use segments of it, and they'd probably intro if he does make a debut on the quote-unquote main roster NXT, that they'll probably start out like King of Strong style, and then they'll probably do, you know, some other crap. That's exactly what they should do, because he is a King of Strong style, and they'll probably give him like some really badass Smooth Criminal heavy metal remix or something like that to have him come out, or some kind of, you know, really badass We Will Rock You Queen type of thing, because that's kind of what people think of when they think of Shinsuke Nakamura. But they're going to remix that theme, and
it's, you know, easy to do their own version of it and just trademark. You know, when you copyright a song, you know this. When you copyright a song, that's your song, and then you allow people to use it. You don't sell your song. Mm-hmm. You allow it to be used. So I think the song's subconscious. I just don't think that works for their company.
Right. But I think the reason why they do those type of moves is because they WWE subscriptions in Japan are definitely needed. That's why you have. Yeah, it's all about subscriptions, getting talent that is familiar to the Japanese audience. And what more better talent than getting those four guys and having people that have performed on the New Japan stage before, even the likes of Samoa Joe, Kevin Owens, Finn Balor, you know, those type of people that really have that Japanese appeal. And so we're going to see network subscriptions soar, and they're hoping to get maybe 2 million subscriptions by year's end, you know?
Well, I'd have to add 600,000, so I don't know. but I mean, even if they get to 1.7, that would be, you know, yes, they are launching the network in Japan. Nakamura, I don't know if people understand this. Nakamura is very popular, but so is Okada and so is Tanahashi. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like they took everybody. They took the main Gaijin heel, who they were de-pushing anyway. You know, you can see that they were going to insert Kenny Omega into his spot. Kenny Omega cut a great promo.
That's our promo of the week.
Oh, great. I was going to tell you to make that the promo of the week.
Yeah, Kenny Omega's promo was amazing. Good for him. Great. Yeah.
Yeah. Except for AJ Styles.
I know, right? I love that.
And, you know, I thought it was, on the side note, I always thought his character was very hammy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, honestly, I think he's got all the technical ability to do it. And I think, you know, AJ was probably going to, if this wouldn't have happened, he would have, what would he have done? I think the hit is Nakamura because they switched the belts off of Doc Gallows and them. They gave it to Maccabi, saying it wrong, and Hanma, who, you know, they built up all year. So that was a good switch. AJ lost his, he lost the match to get the Intercontinental title. He already lost his title to Okada last year, obviously. So, you know, that served him out. But I don't think Nakamura, they were expecting that to happen. I honestly think they were building to Nakamura Okada for Wrestle Kingdom 11. Because I don't see any other matchup they could have done. And quite frankly, I don't see any matchup they can do for Wrestle Kingdom 11 next year as of this moment. You know, so you have to push Kenny Omega as the new AJ. You have to get rid of AJ. And Nakamura, you know, you kind of put Tanahashi in Nakamura's spot. It's so funny because we were talking about how New Japan was getting a bit of the same thing over and over again. Well, this is the hit that this is them not preparing for something like this happening. But it's never happened before anyway, like a big Japan star going over. You could say a Tommy, but, you know, Noah was kind of on their way down anyway. They were a dying promotion. This is a promotion that just got almost 30,000 in a dome, you know.
I mean, well, you know what? Small. The cool thing, though, is you're going to see fresh matchups for New Japan. You're going to see fresh matchups for WWE. And whatever version or show they decide to put them on, ultimately, it's going to be great for the wrestling fans because we're talking about, as we said last week, fresh new matchups. And for everybody out there who's jumping on the New Japan bandwagon, this is a perfect time for you to check it out because you're going to see names that you know. You're going to see them kind of waltz out the door. You can catch up with old episodes before you see them on WWE programming. So that's good.
Right, because the New Japan show on Access is a year behind anyway. So, you know, watch for 1 year. Mm-hmm. It's all great. I mean, very few disappointing matches.
It never disappoints. You pick it from me. I've said it. You've turned me onto this. It's a promotion that I know of just from Wrestle Kingdom. And the fact that it's on Access has made it a lot better for me to follow the product. I hate to say the product, to follow the show. And I'm just glad the rest of the world is catching on to what we're cooking because it's just an amazing show.
I just want everybody that likes wrestling to love great wrestling and to let them know about great wrestling they might not know about. That's really all. It's not anything but that.
You're right. And here's the other thing, too, that WWE seems to me like they're going to allow them to use their real name. Shinsuke Nakamura looks like he's going to come in as Nakamura. Looks like AJ Styles is going to come in as AJ Styles. It's going to be hard to cover up that AJ Styles tattoo on the side of his body.
Well, let me say this. I don't really know. I haven't heard about that, but I mean,
that's a scuttlebutt.
I haven't heard. There's only one guy that I really trust with Japan news. Okay. And he, because he texts people from Japan, but, if Nakamura, let me tell you this right now, if Shinsuke Nakamura comes in with some dumb racist gimmick, I might quit watching her damn show. Might have a really flawed podcast with only TNA news. I will not stand for that bullshit.
Yeah, no.
He is my favorite wrestler, as I proved last week with my picture and all that. I mean, he really is, and it would really make me angry.
It's time for WWE to realize the talents of the minorities. Stop sticking him with a stupid racist style gimmick. Over the past few weeks, we have great matches. Kalisto is the new U.S. champion, beating Alberto Del Rio in a pretty nice match. Alberto Del Rio still ripped, you know, trying to go after that Latin market. I understand. But, you know, people like, Shinsuke Nakamura should not be downplayed like Yoshitatsu, for Christ's sake. You know,
no, I'll stop watching. I'm dead serious.
Or Funaki. You know, it's like, don't give them that horrible kind of racist gimmick. This is 2016, folks. People should be, you know, should have strong characters based on their personality, based on their flamboyance, based on their athletic ability. And it's time. It's time to just stop. And, you know, it just like Marullo says on SmackDown, which, by the way, was an amazing show, I will say.
Well, he's much better to have it here.
He is such a great announcer. For the first time in years, I let the announcers, you know, into my ear, and they did not disappoint, man. Marullo is so good.
Ratings were way up.
Ratings are up. And I just, the best line of it all was King saying, "Hey, can I call you MR? I used to have a host by the name of JR. Can I call you MR?" He goes, "Sure, you can call me whatever you want. That's a lot better than calling BS, you know, Byron Saxton." And I just popped. Aww. I popped for that so bad. It was so good.
I don't, but like
Byron Saxton either. Already stepping up to the plate on both Raw and SmackDown. I couldn't be happier about the announced team. Jerry Lawler calling heel on SmackDown. SmackDown, an amazing show.
Well, it's much better.
Yeah, well, yeah, I will say from what it was.
Yeah, yeah, you know? It's amazing.
So, I mean, if this is the tone that they're going to set, great. Okay, so we talked about the New Japan. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing Carl Anderson in. I'm looking forward to seeing Bullet Club. I'm looking forward to seeing Nakamura and AJ Styles, for heaven's sake. Freaking AJ Styles, never thought I would see today. I thought he and Sting would have one thing in common. That is never working for the WWE until their last day. And what do you know?
And let me tell you, AJ got an incredible... I mean, it was a very beautiful ending to his New Japan run. He bowed. He was jumped by Kenny Omega, who cut this great promo after a tag match. Kenny pinned Nakamura clean as a whistle with his finisher, the one-winged angel or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yep.
And the crowd was shocked. I mean, I've never seen Nakamura pin that quickly either. So he pins Nakamura clean. He cuts this great promo. Boom, he's in. And then AJ immediately is jumped twice by the group. Then he gets up slowly. The crowd chants his name, and he bows to all four corners, showing his respect to them. And it was a really beautiful moment. It was kind of like, hey, thanks for the 2 years over here. Thanks for the incredible matches. You came in as a foreign wrestler, and you hung with Tanahashi, Okada, everybody. And he was like, thank you, and he did their traditional bow back. So it was a beautiful mutual sign of respect. And in about a year or two, when this little experiment totally fucking fails with WWE, he can come back as a babyface. That's how I took it.
Oh, yeah, totally. You just never know. I mean, and of course, what happens, Kenny Omega comes out with this badass promo.
Great.
Bullet Club turns on AJ Styles. We're going to hear about that later in the show.
Yes.
So, more news to come. WWE recently promoted the return of John Cena, and now he's out with an injury. He has gone to the doctors. He has had a successful surgery, but we don't know if he's going to be back in time for WrestleMania. And even if he does come back in time for WrestleMania, who would he face? Because right now we have the card and the table is set practically for the Royal Rumble in just a mere few days. One versus all to defend for the very first time on a WWE special. That's what I'm calling them nowadays, not pay-per-view, yes, but the special. That Roman Reigns will defend the WWE World Heavyweight title against everyone entering the Royal Rumble.
Right. Well, clearly they're setting up. Yeah. Clearly they're setting up Lesnar Reigns, and that's fine with me. That match for WrestleMania, and that match was great last year. And then that, honestly, it's simple to go you know, that should be the one to go with. And so to me, that says they were going to do Undertaker Cena. So who does Undertaker fight? And I mean, you basically, they're fucked. They are really fucked now. Now they're fucked.
Yeah.
They're fucked.
They can out of the picture. Exactly. Out of the picture right now, Randy Orton, John Cena.
Orton may be able to be there. It's
Cesaro. Well, even though Cesaro is out.
He's out.
You know? So we have a lot of people out of the mix.
Aljon, Kalisto is the U.S. champion right now.
Hey, you know what? I believe they're finally listening to their audience. Kalisto won a Slammy, voted on by the people, getting the push that he needs. Who's being pushed? Ryback. Ryback seemingly joining the social outcast of Rosebud, Slater. Who else is in there? Bo Dallas. So it's like the Job Squad 2.0.
Yeah, I don't see that as a good move for anyone to do. I mean, it's good for all of them, but none of them.
Well, they're getting more screen time than ever, so good for them.
I think it was a decent idea to have them do something. I will say this, Kalisto turned out to be John Cena's understudy.
And that's great.
I thought that Kalisto was going to get a push all along, but they never did it.
I see John Cena being literally the trainer in the corner of Kalisto, showing him the ropes, if that's where they decide to plug John Cena, to give him some screen time to help put Kalisto over, because that's the one thing that we have not had, is that mentor figure in the back who's been around. That could have been taken up by the likes of a Chris Jericho. By the way, he came back. Who knows where he's going to be. But we haven't had that solid mentor that I thought someone like a Mark Henry or a Chris Jericho or Jake the Snake Roberts, if they wanted to put him back on TV, should have been to some new superstar to learn the ropes. And this might be the chance for John Cena, you know, but Kalisto going over pretty hard.
Well, equal or lesser value babyface, like rule I told you about happened. Kalisto replaces Cena. He's a babyface of equal or much lesser, in this case, value, and he goes over clean. That's just the rule. So it had to be done. But that proves he was the understudy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's see what else we need to talk about. Chris Jericho. How is he in the return of Chris Jericho? Seemingly it was 16 years ago where he made his debut on Raw, cutting one of the most epic promos against The Rock, did the same thing practically note per note, beat by beat against New Day. Where is this going to go in your mind, Steven?
His pants look terrible. His
tighter than hell.
Look, man, I mean, I don't care how much you work out, you know, you're going to look fat if you do that and you're 40, you know, that's just the way it is. I would have probably, with being the situation is like it is, shoved him a little harder in a different way, had him feud with someone Owens, Ambrose kind of level, and get them over, but have him get some real heat on them and then set up a big match. So I'm a little surprised he's with New Day. I guess this would have to set up a tag match. I don't exactly understand how or who with. Maybe the Thrill Seekers will reunite. but I thought it was okay. You know, his hair, his pants, his age, the crowd's not 100% with him like they should be. They're with him, but they're not all the way. It is a good catalyst. It sounds good on paper. I don't see where they're going with this one. And I would have shoved him a little harder, you know, because he is a name.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? You're a big old Mark.
Well, I mean, he's one of the few left from the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
You know, and you look at the people that are seemingly part-time workers these days, Kane, Big Slow.
Hey, take it.
you know, of course, Jericho, Mark Henry. So seemingly those guys are still holdouts from the Attitude Era. I think that we're going to see him kind of give a little bit of a rub to New Day. But ultimately, I think he will probably have to be in some type of semi-main with someone holding a title, just to kind of keep the hours of WrestleMania. You have a four-hour show, and the highlight reel is going to have to definitely be in play for one of those hours to bring the people up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, who are you going to have? Is it going to be Jericho versus Kalisto? Is he going to turn heel? Is it going to be Jericho versus Kevin Owens, which would be an amazing matchup? Is it going to be AJ Styles versus Chris Jericho? Who knows?
Maybe.
Would it be Nakamura versus Jericho at WrestleMania for a belt?
Yeah, I like that. AJ versus Jericho.
AJ versus Jericho would be fucking great, dude.
Yeah, I never thought of it.
I mean, go ahead.
Well, here's a card for you. AJ versus Jericho, Undertaker versus someone, Reigns versus Lesnar, Triple H versus Rock. That's the best you can do right now.
Mm-hmm. People, that's once true. Again, saying that Rock and Ronda Rousey won't be there. I'm saying this, that you just never know, because we could all be getting worked. As I said from day one, we're all getting worked, and Vince has no problem putting up the insurance to make sure that WrestleMania is the best WrestleMania possible.
Rousey's up to Dana White, though.
Well, yeah, that's true. Whenever there's money involved, and when there's money involved and money to be had, you know, it's definitely something that could happen for sure. But yes, I definitely foresee at the pay-per-view, at the live show, at the special that is the Royal Rumble, that we're going to see some interesting entrance into the show. We may see people come in doing run-ins that we have not seen on WWE programming. What are your chances? What are your thoughts on those chances, Steven?
I could see AJ come in. I don't know. I've lost all faith in them to do anything interesting anymore. I could sit here and phantom book and get excited, but I mean, if you're asking me my honest opinion about what they would do, they probably won't even do AJ, because they'll be like, oh, they found out early. Where's the Rumble at? What's the location? Could you find it out real quick?
Oh, I'm getting it right now.
Because, you know, AJ would get a pop. Nakamura entering the Rumble. Again, I don't know what you do with Nakamura. I don't know how you...
Do you think that these talents will appear on NXT first?
No.
Or will some of the talent, or all of the talent, just show up on the main roster?
If you put Nakamura on NXT, okay, and you do a match with, let's say, Apollo Crews or whatever, and he kicks someone's head off, then you do a main event with Samoa Joe, and then you do a main event with Finn Balor, I would be happy as a clam. I would be happy as a clam. Finn Balor versus Nakamura, are you kidding me? Sounds great. But I keep hearing that, you know, he got all this money. You know, he even left his deal with Bushiroad, which is the parent company of New Japan. And this boy sells some merchandise, man, because I'm on his Twitter feed. Like, he's always selling fucking t-shirts and dolls and crackers. And
dude, I can't wait for that merch to get on WWE shop, because guess who's buying a freaking Nakamura shirt?
My wife's like, I was going to get you a Nakamura King of Strong style shirt for Christmas, but she's like, I couldn't figure out how to order it. It was so complex.
Well, have no fear, because it will be coming to WWE shop sooner than later. That is the shoot.
The real question is, do they own King of Strong style?
I think they just trademarked it.
They did?
I think they did.
I don't believe that. I mean, yeah. New Japan is a big company. They're no dum-dums.
You know? Yeah, but the thing is that international trademark issues are a lot different in regards to that.
Well, why do they have Balor Club instead of Bullet Club?
Oh, because it's just Finn Balor. He doesn't have any Bullet Club members until now.
Well, I don't know if he has Bullet Club members. You know, doesn't that relegate AJ a little bit? Which, it's real fucking
simple. That's what I'm saying.
No, it's real simple, though. Finn Balor comes out with AJ and the Bullet Club that they have now, not Nakamura, or you can throw him in if you want, and they fucking are heels to run roughshod. It's actually simple.
Right.
Simple, yes. Simple. Nakamura.
It's a takeover. It's a
hot there you go. You got a lot of ideas here. I have no faith in them.
That's what I'm saying.
They ruin everything. Haven't you seen what they've done for a year straight?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Look how they put Lesnar.
Do you think that Vince McMahon is relenting just a little bit to the booking stylings of a Triple H or even Stephanie? Do you think she's kind of...
No,
saying you know her. What? No, you don't think at
no,
all.
No, because I know her. I know her style. Her style is like Al Wilson. And, you know, that's her style. I've seen her as head writer of SmackDown,
right,
after a good booker, which was Heyman, and it was totally the W. It was a more feminine approach of Vince's dramatic sort of soap opera style. Triple H is a purist. He loves Harley Race. He loves old Ric Flair. He loves Mid-Atlantic, basically. Right.
He's like us.
So, yeah.
He's like us.
Sure. And NXT looks like... NXT is basically that old NWA show minus David Crockett on the announce team. So, yeah, I think that has a lot to do with it, you know. But, you know, he hired La Sombra. He hired Nakamura. You know, I think that La Sombra will end up being – I think La Sombra will end up taking the spot of Kalisto, by the way. Aljon, La Sombra, this is off the – this is really off of what we're talking about. Okay. But La Sombra – is going to be the foreign guy that works that Triple H got. Right. La Sombra is going to be Kalisto, but better. Del Rio, but babyface. He's going to be Rey Mysterio, but taller. Watch out for La Sombra. I see that working. Now, Nakamura, AJ, I would love for it to work, but really, I want them to fail and go back to New Japan, because New Japan is my favorite promotion. Okay?
Right.
And, you know, Nakamura coming back as a heel and fighting whoever, Okada? And you know, AJ coming back as a babyface to redeem what happened with Omega. They set all of that up, okay? But Omega. But La Sombra has been a proven babyface in CMLL. He's young enough. He just debuted on an NXT show, a house show. And he will be the foreign guy that they won't fuck up. Because the Latin market has never been the same since Mysterio kind of got de-pushed, and then Del Rio didn't work out too, so...
Yeah.
Those are my thoughts.
We have so many different ways we can go about fantasy booking at this point. A lot of people have been saying that it's a clear-cut thing that, you know, we're going to have Roman Reigns with the title going into WrestleMania from the Royal Rumble. However, is it that clear-cut? Steven, let me ask you.
Where we're going?
Yeah, no. Is it that clear cut that Roman Reigns will be leaving the basically one versus all 30-man battle royal?
They just want to set up Lesnar Reigns. They just want to set it up. So if Lesnar wins with the belt, it doesn't matter. Heyman will push it. They will have that. They will have that. And that match was fantastic last year. You know, it was a New Japan level of main event. It was the only one I mentioned in our thing besides Owens Cena.
Yeah,
it was fantastic. So that will be a great main event. And you can get The Rock involved, but it doesn't matter if Lesnar wins it or not. I might have Lesnar win it. I don't know.
Currently, the Royal Rumble participants include Big Show, Curtis Axel, Ryback, Bray Wyatt, Braun Strowman,
yikes,
Luke Harper, Eric Rowan, Dolph Ziggler, Chris Jericho, Brock Lesnar, and the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Roman Reigns.
Well, those are all good workers, except for one or two of them. But, you know, I really dislike Dolph Ziggler's character. I wish they would just take him off TV.
It needs a little bit of a break, in my opinion. Needs a little refresh.
You know, you start dressing like Nikki Sixpaw, expect me to not watch you.
Of course, the WWE special, the Royal Rumble, is going to take place in Orlando, January 24th. Only on the WWE Network, which you can subscribe to by checking out our link on ProWrestlingCast.com.
Can they get Steve Austin again? Can they get him to fight Lesnar?
You know, that's another thing. I know that they've been talking about it. Steve vehemently denies it, but wouldn't that be interesting to see Steve Austin there come back at WrestleMania for something? I don't know what.
What if he came out? Check this out. What if, as the end of the Reigns-Lesnar match, when it looks like Lesnar's about to pin Reigns, the glass crashes? I can't even imagine the pop in Dallas. Out comes Austin, does a stunner, and leaves. That's all he has to do.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the pop?
Oh, that'd be huge. That's all he has to do.
And then Reigns covers him, he kicks out, and then they go to the finish.
Yes.
And then Rock maybe comes out and holds up his hand, if Rock's not in a match. You can do a lot still. It's not. You can
still do a lot. Terrible. There are WrestleMania moments. That could happen. That could happen.
My God, the pop.
Oh.
My God.
The stadium would implode.
Because people can say whatever they want. Now, look, I've been watching wrestling for 30 plus years straight. There was a gap where I didn't watch from 92 to 96, whatever. It was a small gap and nothing was happening in America.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, that might be the biggest damn pop I've ever heard.
Oh, for sure. It could, for sure. There's no doubt about that. Speaking of big pops, there was a pretty big pop when announced early on Monday that the man they call Sting will be the first inductee to the Hall of Fame class of the WWE in 2016. Your thoughts?
I'm glad you brought this up. I wanted to make a quick comment. I was listening to an older show when you brought this up about Dave Meltzer. Mm-hmm. I think when you asked me that question, I misunderstood you. I think we both misunderstood at the time, but they were talking about the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, I wonder why Meltzer would think Sting is just a show. And I just wanted to point out that that is voted on by wrestlers and you know, archivists and writers. They make that decision. And no, they will not vote Sting into the Observer.
I wonder why that's the case.
Because, well, then I can tell you, because I'm an observer.
Yeah, you're.
And he's not good enough. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple. He is not good enough of a wrestler. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way it is. The Midnight Express, good enough. Okay, let me give you an example. AJ Styles got voted on for a few years, didn't get in. Now he still has a chance to get in later, but he has to like wait. There's a waiting period. It's very hard to get in. You have to get 60% of the vote, or maybe it's mm-hmm. It's hard to get in. And Sting's just not a good enough wrestler for the Wrestling Observer people, like Bret Hart is who votes for that. I don't get to vote. Dave doesn't make the decision. Like Bret Hart, for example, probably has a vote. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or like Bill Apter, the writer, you know, or Wade Keller. That's who votes.
I think Taz had said that he has a really bad feeling about stuff like that, because a lot of writers have never been in the squared circle or had been in the business that the boys ultimately should be able to determine who goes in.
It's voted on by the boys.
Okay.
Okay. They have a huge majority of the votes. There's 500 votes. They probably get 300. And I'm talking about dudes like Nick Bockwinkel voting. Mm-hmm. I ain't talking about Taz. I'm mm-hmm. talking about real main eventers.
Wow.
Taz. Not main event in like a 3,000 seat, sorry.
Wow.
Which is like your biggest one, right, Taz?
Look, dude, I am a huge Taz fan. I did not say that. Feel free to send all the hate mail to Stephen Anthony. I don't want the wrath of Taz to come down on me. But
New Jack told me personally.
Oh, Jesus.
That Taz was a work.
I love Taz. I
think New Jack is, though.
Take it for what you will. I think it's about time. I am a huge Sting fan. I had never met Sting before. FYI, I had opportunity. Did you? What was your feeling meeting Sting?
My wife could tell you more about meeting Sting. Actually, he's a good Christian man, and he's happily married, and he's very polite. And he's not very much like a wrestler, and he probably looks a little bit older than you might think. Sorry, Sting.
Oh well, hey, look, a lot can be covered up with face paint, man. Those, you know, yeah, I've been on the road a lot.
Yeah,
not for as many years as Sting, but you know, for a lot of other wrestlers, the road does take a toll, huge. Unless you have been on the road as much and as had made many earned as many road miles as I have. Just from working, you know, maybe then you could talk, but
he is basically your prototypical promise keeper. That's really what he is.
Okay. Yeah.
If you know what that is, that's how he acts. He's a very polite gentleman. He's talking about Jesus. That's what's going on with Sting.
Yeah. I like Sting a lot. He's really cool. But, you know, definitely that is a highlight. In 2016 so far, the New Japan acquisition of talent, the Marullo on commentary for SmackDown, Chris Jericho returning, Sting being announced for the Hall of Fame, and even though we are faced with adversity in terms of roster for the WWE being injured, I think they have a lot of different ways they could go, but will it be enough? Will it be enough to fill the Monster Stadium in Dallas come WrestleMania?
But they don't have to fill it to break their record. That's true. To get within 20,000 to break their record, which is really 78,000, not 93.
Right, but they have to at least say past 93 to for their own record's sake.
If they get 80,000 in there, they'll say it's 96,422. I know them. But if they break their own record, they'll break their own record in the mythical world too. And they will break their record. They will break their record because WrestleMania is huge.
Do you see Daniel Bryan coming back in any way, shape, or form?
No.
Is he a liability at this point?
Yes. Yes, he will not come back. He will never be back.
People are buzzing because of the fact that Nakamura is here, and Nakamura is such a huge friend of Daniel Bryan that it would make sense for Daniel Bryan to come back now to lend some credence to the work that is Shinsuke Nakamura.
The greatest wrestler in the world is Misawa. He died in the ring. You know, Misawa versus Kobashi's matches make Ric Flair Steamboat pretty much like... Like Misawa Kobashi's here, and then Ric Flair Steamboat are closer to like Dolph Ziggler versus Kevin Owens. Holy God. How good he is. And I know. These matches frighten me. And he constantly got thrown on his head on suplexes. Like the end of that Dr. Death match, like so much with Kobashi, he would just do that the whole match. And then one day, about 6 years ago, 7 years ago, somebody gave him a flat back suplex. He just fucking died in a ring. And it was the saddest thing ever. And I'm telling you right now, that Daniel Bryan wants to be as good as Misawa.
Of course.
And he is not, but not many are. Maybe Kobashi is. You know, even Nakamura is not at that level to me. Bryan thinks he can go there and he's being held back. And he wants to get out of his contract and go wrestle probably in New Japan. And he would rather die in the ring than not wrestle. That's the honest truth. And they know that about him. And they will not let him back in the ring with all of these concussion lawsuits. Hell, they sued Black Jack Mulligan on his deathbed in a preemptive strike for him suing them. How gutless is that?
Yeah.
You know, and you're going to, you know, people tell me they're not, he's had 20 concussions. Their doctor said, I think it's a liability if he wrestles. His doctor said he can wrestle maybe. Sure. So he'll maybe go to Japan if they ever let him out of the deal, whatever he's got structured. But he will not be in the WWE again because he will literally cost them like $500 million over the course of 10 years. If he gets a concussion and Daniel Bryan's family sues, they won't do it. And I'm so sorry for everybody because I love him too, but he might be in Japan.
Yeah.
And if he gets the Bomai to the back of the head from Nakamura, like the one I saw Styles get the other night,
yeah,
that's number 21.
Mm. Well, speaking of AJ Styles, we do have this final clip. AJ Styles and the Bullet Club together, Nakamura on the floor. This is from the New Japan New Year Dash 2016.
The latest
promo of the week.
This is our promo of the week featuring Mr. Kenny Omega.
Oh, yeah, he's exactly right. You see the analgesic tape on the back of Nakamura. And again, the statement made by Kenny Omega is an enormous one. New Year Dash has seen Kenny Omega get a pinfall victory over the current reigning Intercontinental Champion.
Clean pinfall. Clean means a lot.
Wait a second, what the hell is that? He just stepped AJ Styles off the top. 1 week, AJ, that's the leader of Bullet Club. Why? What the hell is going through the mind of Kenny Omega?
Deception in the House of Bullets.
Machine Gun wants answers. The Young Bucks seemingly try to talk some sense into Omega.
Yeah, and now they've helped AJ.
Beating the crap out of AJ.
Maybe we'll settle it.
Wait a minute! Triple super kicks!
Young Bucks are heels for life.
Oh my gosh. For life.
Lux was an accident, but...
Are you with me?
Kenny Omega signaling the Wolf Pack.
What do you say, boys?
They did not come up with that.
Oh my goodness! Bullet Club is united!
Bullet Club laying waste to AJ Styles. Nakamura on the outside.
Super kicks! Why?
AJ Styles laid to waste in a pile of his own mess. Epic beatdown.
A savage, brutal beating on the leader of Bullet Club.
AJ Styles, my God, you can't be surprised, can you? You people, you can't be surprised. You at home, you better not be surprised. You had this coming, AJ. We gave you the big matches. We gave you the big pay-per-views. We made you a star. We paid you like a star. While I struggled, while I starved, forcing myself to be a junior. Everybody called you a leader. Everybody called you the boss. Well, AJ, if you were the boss, I'm just gonna say it. You have now been fired. This is your severance package, AJ. And from here on in, you guys know it. I am not a junior. I will not challenge Kushida. Shinsuke Nakamura. I'm coming for you, and I'm coming for your title, because the Bullet Club, we rule the world. The Elite, we rule the world, because Bullet Club is for life, except for AJ Styles. And good night.
Thank you, good night.
Oh, that, my friends, is our promo of the week. Mr. Kenny Omega and the Bullet Club over AJ Styles, except for AJ Styles. Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm glad people understand a little better now that the Bullet Club wasn't like three members. It was like 94 people.
It's a huge stable.
Yeah, yeah. And Tama Tonga just re-signed too. So Tama Tonga, Rocky Romero, Bad Luck Fale, all rumored to be going, all re-signed to two-year contracts, which is new for New Japan. They usually do a one-year contract in January, so this kind of taught them a lesson.
Yeah,
but nobody else is leaving, it looks like.
Well, having said that, the table has been set for the Royal Rumble. We'll see how that shakes out in our next episode. We will have our predictions for the Royal Rumble and probably much, much more in terms of how this New Japan deal is working out, how Chris Jericho works into WrestleMania, and what they will do for the main event. Steven, where can people find you?
Dr. Death Mark on Twitter. Just very, very quickly about Wrestle Kingdom 10. Everyone go check it out. If you want to just do a batch by batch, check out the Kushida Omega match. It's pretty good. Check out the four-way tag match with Roppongi Vice and Young Bucks and a bunch of other people. Matt Sydal, Ricochet, blah, blah, blah. And the three best matches, of course, the Nakamura match with AJ was a true fucking classic. They didn't let down anybody in their last match. Definitely check out Sakuraba against Ishii, the Brawler of the Year by the Pro Wrestling Cast. And this match was fucking brutal. And just to let everyone know, Okada versus Tanahashi somehow, after all those four-star matches, stole the show. Somehow. Those guys are that good. Okada is the rainmaker. New Japan is still the number one promotion with or without Nakamura because they have the rainmaker. And that ain't bad.
It's awesome. We'll probably go into more of the New Japan show on the following episode.
Sure.
Look, if you haven't seen it, you need to go ahead and see it.
Just
see it. We'll also probably talk a little bit more about the season finale of Breaking Ground. We'll probably also talk more about TNA Impact and how their show is coming along as they do a plethora of tapings, none of which has some surprising talent that should have been on there. You would think anyway. Can find me once again. Check out ProWrestlingCast.com, iTunes. Subscribe to our damn show. Subscribe to our damn iTunes feed as well. The audio show is slightly different than what you'll see and hear on our weekly episodic show on YouTube. So please subscribe to both feeds. Spread the word about Pro Wrestling Cast. And be sure to check out all of our sponsors, MagicalJourneysVacations.com, We have got also highspots.com, wweshop.com, and Fandango, so much more. Amazon, of course, let's not forget Amazon, and please support us. Social media links, P Wrestling Cast on Twitter, Pro Wrestling Cast on Facebook. Join the discussion there. You're going to see, of course, our archive of shows, so we invite you to listen in and see how we did in 2015, moving into the new year. My name's Al John Goh. On behalf of the wrestling historian and the man with the glove of injustice, Mr. Stephen Anthony, we'll see you next week. Have a great week. Abjure recalcitrance. Nick Bockwinkel in this episode.
Forever.
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for checking out Pro Wrestling Cast. If you've got a question or comment, leave us a voicemail at 615-9339-PWC. That's 615-9339-792. Follow us on Facebook at Pro Wrestling Cast and on Twitter at P Wrestling Cast, or email us at ProWrestlingCast@gmail.com.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Opinions and ideas presented in these podcasts are those of Pro Wrestling Cast and are for entertainment purposes.
You're awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are currently holding for further traffic clearance.
Check out Kristen's new website, magicaljourneysvacations.com, for all your vacation needs. Disney, Universal, cruise lines, and more.
Thank you for traveling with us.
magicaljourneysvacations.com.
Have her book your magical vacation today.
Crisis for the geek kind. Top geek officials admit they underestimated the hipster's defense capability. Join the geek revolution and save the galaxy. Geeks from all over the globe are joining up to fight for the future. They're doing their part. Are you? Want to know more? Join Weeby Geeks and the Geek Revolution and save the world. Service guarantees citizenship. Listen to Weeby Geeks podcast on iTunes and Stitcher or online at weebygeeks.net. Weeby Geeks, your voice for the geek revolution. Want to know more?
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
Are you a fan of Disney, Star Wars, and Marvel? Well, look no further than JediMouseketeer.com. On this geeky fan site, you'll find the latest news, videos, information on movies, comics, and more. Check out JediMouseketeer.com and follow him on Twitter at JediMouseketeer, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
Remember, the Force will be with you always.